All right, back to the final segment. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood alongside co-host Frank Maloney, and we're going to go directly to our friend Michael Tusky with the Olympic sports update.
Hey, guys. The Virginia women's basketball team is now 10-5 after two victories in the past week. The Cavaliers beat East Tennessee State 83-66 to win their eighth consecutive Marriott Cavalier Classic last Wednesday night in Charlottesville. Then on Monday, the team defeated local foe Richmond 75-62 at John Paul Jones Arena. The Wahoos are still undefeated at home this year with a record of 8-0. That streak will certainly be put to the test as the Miami Hurricanes, who are receiving votes in both polls, come to town tomorrow night to open the ACC schedule for the Cavaliers. Tip-off in Charlottesville is at 6 p.m. This weekend, the team will then hit the road to play at number 19 Florida State on Sunday at 3 p.m. Moving on to wrestling, the team's ranked 25th in the country still. They tied for 9th place at the Southern Scuffle last weekend in Greensboro, North Carolina, with three Cavalier starters out injured, so it's still a decent performance. As he did last year, Virginia senior Chris Hendrich finished as the tournament runner-up. He now needs just one more victory to tie the Virginia career wins record and two to hold it outright. Based on Hendrich's performance, he was named the ACC Wrestler of the Week for the second time this season and the fourth time in his career. He and the rest of the team now head to Hampton on Friday for the Virginia Duels. They are seeded 6th and begin the tournament against Buffalo. UVA will then face either number 16 Michigan or Liberty in their second duel. Good luck, guys.
Very good, Michael. Next week's show, we have former UVA guard Bobby Stokes. That is Dr. Robert Stokes, not in studio, but by phone. We're working on lining up either Clint Sintem of your New York Giants or Kai Parham, who's out there in grad school out there on the left coast. It'd be good to hear back from him, sort of a where are they now feature. We'll be either working with Chris Horn or Chris Wright to work in some more news from Charlottesville. Let's cheer on the football coaches as they wind up the big recruiting chase here as they come down the final stretch.
And we're also still working on Brian Stith. We're going to get him one way or the other before too long. Coach Holland, we're hoping to have him on, although I got an indication that he was looking at maybe having a hip replacement sometime in January. So we'll let him get that done and then get the rehabilitation done and get him on the show. Mark Newland, Billy Langlo, a bunch of folks we're trying to line up here in the coming weeks.
Well, you know, we did have Michael Turner, the head coach at St. Christopher's recently, so it's only fair that we bring out Mark Newland from the collegiate schools.
Equal time.
One thing I forgot to mention when Coach Turner was with us last week was the fine play of some of the other Saints that are seniors this year. Rob Vizinalik, the quarterback, had a tremendous year. Johnny Villani played through a shoulder injury. A couple other players that had really tremendous years for the Saints. And we can't wait to hear about some of the Cougars.
And before we go, we may need to get Terry Gates back in here. We thank Terry for coming in studio tonight. Terry, what's going to happen on Saturday against the old Tar Heels?
You know, I think it should be an entertaining game. It all comes down to embracing the moment. Full packed house. It's noon. Students are coming back in. You've been in Charlottesville just kind of, you know, playing video games, whatever, watching a lot of TV. And during the Christmas break, and it's an opportunity for some of these younger kids to step up and show what they can do. And they've had opportunities for minutes played this year due to a lot of injuries, and now it's a time for, you know, Will Sherrill and Mustafa and Sammy to help lead this group and really embrace the moment. You shouldn't be shying away from it. You really just need to go out there and have some fun.
Well, you must have some memories of Carolina games. Some of the best games Virginia's ever had was when you were there playing against Carolina with Perkins, Jordan, and Worthy. Some nice players on both ball clubs in those days.
Some nice players, and every time we would step up against that group, Holloman said, "How many players on that team did we recruit?" And it's about half of them, and they only recruited one of our kids. So it was we knew who we were facing at that point in time.
So well, who do you like in the game? What's going to happen?
Oh well, Betty, man, would have to say I think it's a tight game, but I think the lack of scoring would put Carolina winning by 10 or 12 points.
I'm going with the Hoos and upset. How about you? How about
the Hoos? We thank Terry for being in here. We'll see you next week.